This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Juan for Bones, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
And gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. All I want to say is that they didn't really care about us. I don't know who's the day. It seems like it is an ever-expanding group. And we got to be able to deal with this, guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. It's a Wednesday, live and in full effect. I want you guys to be able to join in the conversation today. Make sure you be able to check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Let's get that out of the way. Make sure you check them out, man. They got everything laid out. If you want to be able to get yourself your insurance for your Estes, your taxis, your liveries, your car, personal car, your vehicle, your home, so forth and so on, you can do that. Make sure you give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS, number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They get everything laid out for you, and they do in-house financing. So you got to be able to talk to them. Ethric Bow, be able to assist you in that area. My God, check it out, guys. I think they have the best prices in town. I just want to be as decent as possible as I say that. All my vehicles are insured with them as they continue to be able to do those things. So check them out, guys. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They got everything laid out. I want it to be as decent as possible as I started this thing off. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. The Princess Margaret Hospital, PMH, morgue staff sit out. The bodies pile up after diesel spill. And you know what? When I first saw this, that the morgue staff sat out, right? Because I read it. And as I read it and being able to identify these things, the first thing that came to my mind was the fact that even during the pandemic, that the morgue that was situated for about 70 people now finds itself in the position where I think it's well over 200 people, unless they fix that problem, right? And if you have bodies that pile up and you don't have an opportunity to be able to do anything. Last time we had a conversation with them, last time we heard from them, they had, a walk-in cooler that they were kind of dealing with. I don't know whether or not they rectify those issues. But now as you read this story, 10 people walk out from this sort of strenuous work position. There was some information that was sent out indicating that they did everything to mitigate against this problem, to identify where the issue is, to rectify those issues as quick as possible, and to mitigate against that scent. And then they came back, the union came back, or the staffing group came back and indicated all y'all did was deodorize the place. Y'all ain't fixed nothing. And then the minister comes out and said, we're just trying to be able to do as we could quickly as possible. We could fix these things. Man, y'all got to stop it. Let's be honest and transparent as we deal with these particular things. All the information's in the papers. Eleuthera should be smiling real soon. Eleuthera's water system back online. The water and sewage company receives the new plant for the island for 600,000 imperial ton gallons on a day-to-day basis. They could be able to produce that. So I know that they said they're going to be able to move one out, swap it out, and fix that thing, and things should be able to get going in that particular stead. So I'm grateful to be in that in that kind of position. I know that Luther is grateful for that. I think they're exhausted in any event. So we're hoping that they could be able to deal with that as quick as possible. Also, we're seeing in the papers, the government enters into agreement with nonprofit to potentially sue firearms dealers. I think that this is wild. I think it's absolutely wild, right? I know that the Ministry of National Security had his position on that. I know that this is information that existed prior to. I know that this relationship doesn't require the exchange of funds unless some significant work is being done or less requested by the government. Just read the story, guys. You can be able to see all these things. But I'm indifferent with this, and I want to talk about it. I want to be able to introduce you to my very good friend sitting with me today. You know, it's Wednesday, and we're looking for your telephone calls to contribute into these social conversations and whatnot. But my good friend Garth Roseborough is here. Garth, say good afternoon to the people.
President, good afternoon to all the listening public abroad and here at home in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I want to thank Howard Grant, the Foundation, Guardian staff, for allowing me to be here. Special shout out once again to the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, you civil servants, you hardworking nurses, you customs officers, you know, continue to do a great job. We have a lot of work to do to build the country, and it's going to take all of us to do our part as citizens.
That's crazy that you started off with that. I don't know whether or not these uniformed armed members, I don't know if the morale is high. We haven't heard from the government in that kind of stead and position to talk about that, but I believe that there is depleting morale among them. Mm-hmm. Especially within the Royal Bahamas Police Force, because there are some people who are committed to their jobs. There are some people who are steadfast in their allegiance to sort of the oath that they've taken to do right, to stand in a righteous position and move in that particular stead. Mm-hmm. But it's frustrating when everyone's painted with the same, you know what I mean? Like with the same brush.
Yeah.
About corruption and perceived corruption, and they're looking at you with jaundiced eye. They make your job extra hard, I believe. Yeah, man, yeah, because the fellas, get out your car. For what? I ain't got no money today, all right? I ain't got no money. You, what you want from me? No, son, get out your car. It's too much. You got to go through too much things to get your job done now.
Yeah.
And I believe that that can be able to really diminish the morale on the Royal Bahamas Police Force and throughout the uniform branch, because this conversations that this talk that we've been having in this space and other spaces have been having in the traditional media and social media, and everyone's been talking and really putting a highlight on corruption in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. You know what I mean? So it's I think it's making your job. You know, it's easy to come to work and knowing thieves here and no one saying nothing. Rather than knowing who the thief is and everyone talking about it. Now you're mouth itching, you want to talk with these things, but you ain't want to get no problems, you ain't want nobody come around your house. Yeah. These things going on now.
Mm.
I believe these things are going on now. So you got to encourage those people who are up on the up and up and on the right path doing what they have to do for the government of the Bahamas.
It's not easy. You know, we saw a draining of the nursing staff here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas heading to
after COVID
Canada and to North America.
Yeah, it was getting paid.
There's been increased complaints about their wages, and some of them were owed some monies, some overtime. They were not compensated as yet. There were some unions that were complaining for some time.
This was after the government reject Cuba.
Yeah, so what's happening in our country right now? And Howard, you and I spoke about this earlier this week in another space. We do not want to be negative at this time. The purpose of the foundation is to set the record straight and to build upon that. So by you calling in today, what we're asking you to do is, number one, can we all together identify these issues that we're speaking about? Can we all come together and decide or come to an agreement as to how we can encourage the government and those who are in authority to get to work and do these simple jobs and do it well? We don't need half-done jobs. So we had the water situation in Eleuthera. We got the morgue situation happening now as well. We got situations with corruption in the police force, alleged, so they say. And all these other issues, Howard Grant, you have been hammering on these things day after day after day. And I will confess to the public, without Howard's authorization, we came off the set one day, we said, my God, we tired of talking. Look at these people, ain't listening to me. I mean, the simple things that can be done are not being done. And in this July heat, my God, it's kind of hard to come to work every day. Yeah, I don't know how Howard Grant does this 5 days a week. So what to do today, folks, is call Howard Grant today. Help him out. You got to get through the week. I think this is, what, Hump Wednesday? Let's get through today, but let's make a positive contribution, and let's get to the bottom of these things.
Well, I'm grateful to be able to be here, guys. Let me put the numbers out again. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from your family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's on the text, guys. You're in decent text game, so you need to stop, get your life together. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. And I don't believe that, despite our... All right, so... never be wary in well-doing. We should never get wary in well-doing.
So what does it take to keep us going?
The conviction that we know that we're not doing this as to the satisfaction that man will give us a pat on the back. To know that we are aligned with the objective and the purpose of being able to restore our country to where it's supposed to be. So whatever we have with our tools, we got to keep banging at it. This is my little tool.
Your little tool. So let me ask you a question.
This is my little hammer.
Let me start with the Nassau Guardian at the headline today, and this is for July 24th. PMH morgue staff sit out. Now, the morgue has never been a beautiful conversation in our country. We talked about the horrific situation in Abaco and Grand Bahama, yes? When we had countless bodies strewn all over the landscape after a hurricane passed through here, Category 5, moving at just about 1 mile per hour. And just simply leveling everything in its path. We were horrified to know that these were family, loved ones, church, fellow church members, etc., people that we grew up with in school. And up till now, I think some people are still missing family members. So now we have a morgue situation, Howard. How much people do you figure the morgue at Princess Margaret can
contain? We got
contain?
Information. I think it was designed to hold about 70.
And how many bodies you figure in there?
At the time, I just want to be accurate with this. I could pull up the story. At the time, it was more than double.
More than double. So more than double, and then there's a smell of diesel, which says to us that maintenance or the engineering department was not able to sustain the infrastructure because that diesel is probably used for generators and...
Yeah, they say Rubus said that they will swing by. It was mad casual when you read it. It wasn't like there's no urgency to it. Like Rubus will come by today and check it out.
So leaking diesel means that you're losing money?
Well,
if it's leaking into the ground, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. So someone's paying for that. Who is the someone who's paying for this?
The government of the Bahamas.
So the money that's going down the drain, literally, and it's also having a foul odor to cause... 10 people.
Non-productivity, so you got to pay twice.
You're paying twice for these 10 people to sit out, but guess what? People still dying every day, especially on the streets of Nassau. How many people were murdered so far for the year, Howard Grant?
71.
71. And some of those bodies from the 71 right now are in the what?
In the morgue.
In the morgue. And there's no one at the morgue to take care of those bodies because there is...
But if you read the story, it said that they couldn't even set up. They wanted people to come in so funeral homes could come in and collect bodies to prepare the bodies for funerals. And they wasn't even able to do that.
So the dead can't rest in peace. They just rest.
The dead don't know nothing. They dead.
You sure?
They dead.
Most Bahamian people believe they still here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're superstitious bad, man.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. Bahamians see dead people all the time. But anyhow, here it is, Howard Grant, that we have a national issue with the morgue. How do we fix our infrastructural damages in this country? You have dilapidated buildings.
Somebody say 73 murders, Howard. I didn't know about the next. Where does this next two come from? I know 71.
They got to call us and tell us.
And you know 71.
I missed something?
Somebody text me 73. I don't know what 73 is. I know it's 71.
We're leaking diesel downtown. That's basically downtown, Princess Margaret Hospital. Then they want to build a water park for the tourists on Bay Street right now. And then Howard, I wanted you to tell us today, how does that make any sense? To me, I don't see the rationale in that. You're building up something for the tourist, but when it comes to the Bahamian citizen, we're falling apart. Am I being too hard on our government when I say these things?
No. Our government has a responsibility for being able to step into innovation and creativity, understanding that we have something locally. You and I had a conversation this morning about the fact that we are surrounded. You know, we often, working in the hotel industry, I was a front office agent for years, right? And so people would come up and, you know, just small talk. Hey, how you guys doing? Where you coming from? Oh, man, we're coming from Minnesota. We're coming from Colorado. We're coming from wherever they're coming from, right? And they start to say, man, you know, we have never seen the ocean. We've never seen this particular spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize this sort of a beauty, this natural beauty that we have access to. Whilst they may have mountains and we don't get a chance to see these things all the time, they have snow, we have sea. Right? Mm-hmm. And this kind of a natural desire, people gravitate towards this and they want to see it. We locally never take advantage of this, never.
We don't even appreciate it.
We never take advantage of it, mm-hmm. right? Now, we would hear stories about people from, if you ever been down to Harbor Island, they got a wharf, like a long deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
You walk out on that and you'll hear stories. The fellas say, boy, my daddy threw me out there. My father and all, he said, boy, my daddy threw me out there. I had to learn to swim.
Mm-hmm.
My God, when he was young, you had to learn to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the tourists used to come here, you throw a dime, you could see the dime, you could go diving and get the dime.
Yes, sir.
Right?
You can see the bottom, you can see it.
So they had to, mm-hmm. they swam and they had to learn these things as island boys.
Mm-hmm.
There was no question as to whether or not you could climb a coconut tree. You could climb that coconut tree because this is what existed in our space.
Mm-hmm.
There was no bunch of pools. That was for quote unquote rich people, the elite, those people elevated in this sense to give the posh appearance in their environment. This wasn't a part of the landscape of what it meant to be a Bahamian.
So
now everybody want a pool.
So what I feel you're saying, Howard, or what I would like to be said then, I'm leaving the state of Arizona. I'm flying to Fort Lauderdale in Florida to catch a cruise ship over to Nassau in the Bahamas. And you think I'm looking for a pool?
No.
You think I'm looking for a water park to slide in chlorine?
On the boat, you then slide your guts out, if this is what you want to do.
This is what I'm talking about.
On the boat.
Am I being fair when I say these things?
On the boat,
you they have then slides slide and pools.
On the boat.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now you in port.
Yeah. And you want to slide again.
Off the boat
to
go slide again.
You want to slide again.
For $35 million this time.
Yeah.
This is what you want to do.
And this is what I'm trying to understand.
I want to slide again. Oh, guys, show me someplace in the Bahamas. Well, we can take you to Bahama or we can take you to Atlantis. Oh, what's some of the attractions there? Slide again. Yes. Oh, my God. This is going to be a slip and slide. This is a wet summer.
Yes.
It's a wet vacation.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Nobody can think about nothing else to do other than sliding our guts out.
This is what I'm talking about.
We had enough of this sliding business.
Because the money got to slide.
This was a poor poor decision that the government has made. I'm just afraid, based upon allegations and information that I receive, I'm just afraid that this decision was made prior to even introducing it into the public. This decision was a prerequisite for whatever relationship that was forged. This is just allegations. This is just speculations. This is just a supposition. The fact of the matter is that the government of the Bahamas, after much wrangling, pushing and pulling with Toby Smith and trying to be able to identify their property and trying to identify these particular things, RCI came out and said, we got $100 million. We can make an X amount of jobs. We can do this. It's going to be a great opportunity, blah, 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 blah. All these things came to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hop, skip, and a jump away from the actual cruise ship. Right there. That ain't far. We're not talking about Disney Island. We're not talking about all these other keys that we have that are developed that also have slides on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about now the government of the Bahamas seeks to go back at it, take $35 million and create a space that, again, segregates. Because all we're dealing with is economic segregation. It, again, segregates and separates the average Bahamian man from being able to access these 9.6 million people that you don't want us to get no money.
Yeah, because I
you will hog up all the money. And then beyond that, on the cruise ships, you won't tell the people, now watch where you're going.
Yeah.
Stay here. They stay. Just stay here with us.
Leave your money in the boat.
Watch where you're going. Because whilst we bring you here, it's beautiful, but the people may be a little, you know, we don't want to say it, but guys, you could stay here. This is what we're getting.
That's what we're getting.
Now, the 9.6, the government could come out here and tell us 5.5 million people have been here since January of this year.
And how does that turn into economic?
You need to tell me. I'm here and I feel the thing yet.
Because what I am understanding, this is what I do see. I see the continuous taking advantage of beaches throughout the island itself and Paradise Island with no public access for anyone other than those people who are wealthy who own these hotels and their guests.
They call me again and saying...
And so, what Goodman's Bay, they wanted to have a landing strip for the seaplane. Don't forget that.
I understand there's a fence there. I got to go look to see if there's a fence there in the back of there right now.
Yeah, they want to use that whole of Goodman's Bay for the land seaplane. So what is happening now is that the public beach accesses are now diminishing. And so there's no place for the Bahamian people themselves to swim or even to walk along the beach. You can't even hold hands and walk around the island any longer because someone lives on that beach, they have it fenced off, or some hotel has it fenced off. There's no place for the jet ski operator, the jet ski boys, or those people who do the parasailing to launch their guests. And most of the Bahamian people are now forced to go into the South Beach area where you got to walk out 3 miles before you can get waist-deep water. That's where, and the government's not going to dredge it. They're not going to try to assist us in having a decent beach. You go to Adelaide, it's the same thing in Adelaide. I mean, where do you want these Bahamian people to cool off? If they cannot cool off, you know what happens? Their tempers begin to flare and problems begin to immerse. And then you have a very confused and a very irritated society. We don't have any enjoyment. We don't have anything free access to. What is the government thinking? If you're going to spend $35 million, you need to be smart enough and wise enough to find a way to give the people at least something to say hallelujah for. We cannot be a Christian nation if we can't say praise God.
I just feel like this administration, administrations collectively, have taken on a lazy approach. If you look at the story at the bottom right of the paper that starts to talk about the government enters into an agreement with a nonprofit to potentially sue for firearms deal, just read the story, right? Let's just read a little taste of the story, just a little piece, right? The government has entered into an agreement with U.S.-based nonprofit group Global Action on Gun Violence, that's a GAVGV, to analyze the prospect of suing firearm dealers, distributors, and manufacturers. The scope of the agreement is outlined in the document filed by the GAGV in April. When they registered as a foreign agent for the Bahamas under the United States Foreign Agent Registry Act. The document says that the GAGV will investigate, evaluate, advise, and litigate actions on the Bahamas government's behalf to reduce gun trafficking and violence in the Bahamas. Now, this is strong. This is strong.
Mm-hmm.
If you read further into the story, the GAGV has taken on a position in Mexico to be able to go up against these big gun manufacturers and being able to sue for almost $10 to $25 billion, Mexico. Mm-hmm. Suing for $10 to $25 billion. Right.
So the government is saying those people who are manufacturing and distributing these guns that are crossing our borders into the Bahamas, as a part of our solution, our problem solving, we're going after them to sue them monetarily and financially while the guns are still coming into our country and still killing our young people. Is that what we're saying?
I just feel like this is the lazy way to be able to deal with things. I feel like, you know, and I won't say this. My wife can get mad at me. But
I just wanted to know what I got to do with killing people.
I won't say this. My wife can get mad at me. I love her very much, but I can say this. When we arguing sometimes, in the event that we find ourselves arguing, I can always tell when I'm when I'm making significant headways in this argument. Right? Like I get in somewhere. Oh, my God. I can shut it down right now. This is the last. Okay. I'm about to close the thing, right?
Keep talking. Listening.
So when we get to this point, when I'm about to close it, what she does is pull a red herring. And she said, yeah, but you think I forget about what happened in 2006? Uh-huh. I can't win this argument no more.
You're not supposed to.
I can't win this anymore. I can't win this anymore.
You think you were about to win.
I thought that we were playing with logic and we were playing with what exists before us. I can't win this no more. The government of the Bahamas is not seeking to have a conversation about what's before us. They are saying, yeah, but it ain't really our fault that we's killers. It's the gun's fault. This is what I'm reading.
That's what they're saying.
We're looking for someone else to blame.
That's it.
Right? And the guns are the problem. Mm-hmm. Is also your sneaker brand the problem? The shoes that you wore to walk towards violence? Is that the problem also? I just want to be very clear.
Everyone else is the problem.
Is the meal that you ate before you decided to go and execute this particular crime, is that the problem? Mm-hmm. Is the vehicle, the Japanese vehicles, that must be the problem, that you used to go enact those particular crimes, that must be the problem. Where is the problem? You see, now you find yourself in this position. Now, everyone, the argument would say, oh, this is a fast hour, this is a slippery slope, you're taking it too far, so forth. Okay, no problem, let's do this. In the event that you find yourself successful, only two Caribbean nations forge a relationship with you to be able to even talk about this, to even mention this. So you got Mexico, who already then, they don't even want nobody, they make a big wall, they don't want the Mexicans in there. Let's just be very clear about this. And now you find yourself in the position you could do this well and free under the Democratic rule. The Democrats are in now. But when you see the Republicans get in, because it looked like that's what's going to happen.
That's gun country all day long. All day long.
You ain't got no chargé d'affaires. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no ambassador. You ain't got nothing because your consideration was only...
It
was short-sighted.
Yeah, very short-sighted.
It was short-sighted.
Howard, I
just want to be decent. As I look at this, I don't understand it. Why not forge relationships with the United States of America? Because they could find every boat, except Sylvia's boat, obviously. I don't know how he's slipping America. how he get boated? And he can tell us about it. How he can tell us about it on the thing?
Slippery dick.
Right, so how he get there, right? So everything would come in America...
Everything would move.
They could find it.
Yes.
So now, how do you help us to be able to our porous borders?
Or do you really want to help us?
Okay, now let's be decent. The lines are wide open, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Quick telephone call, and then we can take a break. Caller on the line, go ahead. You put the phone down and gone. Where you going? Caller.
Hello.
Hey, you're back.
Hello.
Hey.
Good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Sparky?
Right here. Now, Howard, let me ask you, how old is the House of Assembly?
Very old.
Okay. And the House of Assembly is a place where we go and write laws, right?
Yes.
And for most of the time, you know that our House of Assembly are controlled by lawyers and accountants in most cases.
Historically.
Yeah, lawyers and accountants. Then you got some doctors and some businessmen get in the mix. Now, lawyers normally write laws to protect who? Their profession, right?
This heavy, what you doing?
Okay, they've been writing laws in the House of Assembly from before me and your daddy was born. We have all the laws in the world you can possibly have from the birth, from you born in and having hysterectomy or an abortion to you dying or being hung. But the problem we have with the Bahamas is enforcement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check all these foreign companies and behavioral companies. They normally have a behavioral lawyer or a behavioral doctor, I mean, an accountant, to control the affairs of their business legally and financially. At the end of the day, most of these lawyers and doctors have yachts, have pools in their backyard. It's against the law now for us to mess with a shark. But a shark could come up on Montague Beach and sit on the beach and take a suntan, or Sanders Beach, or Sandy Port, or any beach. But it's against the law for us to go on the beach, because growing up, the people in Camp Road, on the holidays or in the evenings or early morning, when they want to have a bathing early, sunbath, or beaching, they would go Montague Beach. Those in the central around Nassau Street will go to the western Esplanade.
Yes.
And as we go out west, we will go to Sandy Port, the caves, you name it. Now, all of those beaches are now private beaches. We can't go on them anymore, and we don't even have no pools in our backyard. So, like Pearlie say, we got to go on South Beach, and you walk on your ankle till your ankles, till you almost reach Exuma.
That's it.
And then all the little islands around New Providence, Balmoral Island, Salt Key, North Key, Angel Island, Silver Island, Rose Island, you name it, all the way around New Providence between Golden Key, Andrus, Exuma, Long Island, are owned by foreigners who pull it there with their yachts when they want to go on vacation, or Bahamian businessmen when they don't want to go on Sandy Port, they want to go to a Bahamian beach. They could pull up from the Yacht Haven and go to Rose Island to spend the weekend because they got a hut over there.
Wow.
So the Bahamian people are left nowhere to go, and all the elite people are well aware that they ought to be in the backyard with their friends and their pools, or they go to their private island, or they go to Abaco or Spanish Wells or Elutra, wherever the beaches are clear. And we in New Providence got to do what? Stay around the bar, smoke some ganja, and drink some Guinness.
And that's what they do in now, Spock. I appreciate it.
And then when we get drunk enough, we go home and dig up the AK-47 because we drunk now.
I thought you were going to say go home and beat your wife. You need to stop, Spock. I appreciate your telephone call. I got to get out of here. Guys, quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in store or at bealive.com/deals.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set, go!
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM, and follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris, the 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. Thank you so very kindly to Sparky for giving us a call. I'm sitting here with none other than Garth Roseborough, and I just wanted to be able to look at this. I'm looking at the entire layout. When our Prime Minister came, you know, I said that we have two campaigns running concurrently. Oh, y'all going to hate me for this, but, you know, let's just make it happen. I said that the Prime Minister had two campaigns running concurrently. There was a local campaign that was a very rudimentary, basic campaign that just to be able to ensure that we satisfy the grassroots. The Prime Minister, for a very long time, hasn't transitioned from head of a political organization to leader of a sovereign nation. He hasn't made that transition, that kind of a transition where I am the Prime Minister for all. I don't know whether or not there has been a significant emphasis or focus on lifting every boat. You talked about this. Okay. But simultaneously, when he ran that sort of a very rudimentary campaign, there was a strategic campaign that went over to COP26. You remember this? Mm-hmm. And in COP26, we saw the blossoming, the unveiling of a dynamic campaign that legacy did not belong to the Bahamas. That the efforts and commitment to this concept and idea for climate change and becoming an advocate for that, that didn't belong to the Bahamas. That belonged solely to Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis. And he continued to take that. And the relationships that he's forged since then with Bill Clinton, within the confines of this, right? And now we've seen significant relationships build with Tony Blair. This is geopolitics. And this ain't no like dynamic geopolitics. This isn't, oh my God. This isn't like mind-blowing. This is very rudimentary. You only get access because you got a general admission ticket, not because you are a VIP, quote-unquote, in the space of a ticket and you get access into the inner courts. Our Prime Minister gets access as a result of him becoming a diplomat in these particular spaces. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of this, he's trying to ensure that he could work this relationships to be able to bring something back home. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at this. And if you look at it, he forged relationships. He's seeking to forge relationships with the EU, right? With Europe through Tony Blair. He's seeking to forge relationships with North America in this particular stead. So you've seen Bill Clinton in this relationship, right? And then he's seeking to be able to do some things and relentlessly opening ourselves the gifts from China. But what does this look like to you, Garth? Talk to me.
I'm listening to you, Howard Grant, and you know, my mind, when you talk about the person and his climate change, I went straight to Al Gore. My mind just went straight to
Al Gore. In this.
I went straight to Al Gore. I have something that Al Gore said. Al Gore said, my fellow Americans, listen to this, Howard Grant. He said, my fellow Americans, people all over the world, we need to solve the climate crisis. It's not, I emphasize, it's not a political issue. It's a moral issue. So if it's not a political issue and only a moral issue, how do you make sense to me, Howard Grant, about him being this great fighter for climate change, and when 2026 comes around, you want to make it political? I just want to make the transition.
When 2026 come around, he ain't making it political. He only can be able to crystallize it for you. This is
crystallize
political
what?
For this concept.
This concept is, like God saying, it's moral, it's not political.
I said to you, if the Prime Minister loses, he still wins.
How? Because he still wins.
I told you that.
But the Bahamian people that you swore...
I told you there are two campaigns being run here. One, to satisfy the incessant nagging of the Bahamian people who say you can get us straight. And two, to ensure that I could solidify my legacy off this rock. That's what's happening here. That's what we're seeing.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me ask you this then, Howard Grant. Since you can say this to me, because you just woke me up totally now. I didn't sleep last night. All type of things running through my head, right? Watch this now. This legacy that you speak about, give me on a rating of 1 to 10. How do you, Howard Grant, on the foundation, perceive the legacy of Prime Minister, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, globally? Let me hear this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest.
He don't even hit the Richter.
No one is talking about it nowhere else in the world. About, oh, Philip Brave
the
Davis.
The closest he would have gotten is when he went to COP26. The closest is when he would have went and had this kind of a conversation when he spoke to, oh God, where is he? Right? When he spoke to the UN and being able to speak and start to almost wag his finger at the greater company, at the greater countries, and say that the Bahamas doesn't have any great manufacturing companies, the Bahamas doesn't have these things, that we produce these things and we're all the recipients. When he started to do that, he got some traction from global news, and that's it.
That's it? Okay. So
that's it.
We're going, people, into year 4 of governance for the Right Honorable Philip Brave Davis. We're going into year 4 right now. Going into year 4, if you have not hit the scale as yet globally as this Boy Scout for Climate Change, I'm going to ask you this question now, Howard Grant. Has he hit the Richter scale as a Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas?
Okay, so what Mia Motley did in terms of recognition is that she fortified her focus on her people. And she did some innovative stuff. Her position as the first female Prime Minister, her position of being able to retain that...
We're not going to fight you on that, Howard. Tell me how...
No, I'm trying to say to you that I see him trying to manipulate or duplicate what Mia has done in
how?
Her space.
Where you see that?
Right?
When?
That's
where?
His effort.
How?
That's his effort.
No, how? When?
Well, I can't tell you.
You can't do that across the world. You got to do that at home.
That's what I'm trying to say to you.
But he
is
home.
This is not what he's trying to do home.
You say he's trying.
This what
you say he's trying.
He wants the recognition that Mia has gotten from a global standpoint. But Mia only get that because she keep dealing with Barbados.
That's what I'm trying to say, Howard.
She only keep dealing with Barbados.
So if you're not hitting the Richter scale globally for climate change, then you need to abandon that ship and do your
His
best.
His legacy exists in the shores of the country that he was born. His legacy exists here.
What legacy is that?
Whatever he developed.
What does he develop?
And one thing about these legacies,
what
the
did
principle,
he develop?
Whether you do well or you don't do well, you still got a legacy.
Okay. So that's.
Jesus. I see this call on the line.
I'm going to see legacy, sweet funeral home. Go ahead.
Let me take this caller. Caller, go ahead.
Thank God.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Go ahead, Howard. Caller. What you say?
Howard.
Go ahead, caller.
Thank God, man. Listen.
Praise God.
I want you, Howard, to listen carefully.
I'm listening.
The operators of the port, a big fat no. They can no longer expand where they are. They are too greedy. Mm-hmm. If they want to do something productive, half a mile west, there is ROIT.
Yes.
That has a number of derelict boats. Clean that up. They can build a gangplank as high as the new ship that came in the other day. So that when they come off, they can walk down 20 stories. Okay? And below, we will have an area, a sitting area, where you can have vendors, where you can have, for example, where you can have ships that pass by. You can play their national anthem, flying the Bahamian flag. And, of course, if they want to build your water park, they can do that, too, because they can slide.
Yeah, but these people are businessmen. They ain't no environmentalists. They ain't concerned about cleaning up and fixing up.
No. is they want to expand the port from where it is now. They want more degrees.
Yeah, but the government of the Bahamas, listen, the government of the Bahamas, where we have our Minister of Environment, where we have our various persons who has the responsibility for being able to safeguard our interests in the country, has to say to them, this is what we want. Now, how are you going to bake this into the letter of intent? How are you going to bake this into a memorandum of understanding? Whatever you got to do, we're going to be able to scrutinize that and we have to move forward. But this is what the Bahamian people want. They haven't done that.
No.
They haven't done that.
Howard, 5 years ago, when the announcement came that we need protectors for the sharks, I said, oh my God, the monsters have arrived.
Wow.
What are we going to do? I laid out then the responsibilities of the hotels.
Wow.
How they just put a shark in. They're responsible. Look at towers, medics.
I got 30 seconds. I got to get out of here. You got to call me back after one so we can be able to do that. I appreciate your telephone call. I like your thinking, but the government of the Bahamas has to be able to safeguard the interests of the Bahamian people. Let's talk more about this, guys. Let me take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Now let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Beautiful day, grateful to be in your company. 323-622-325-4215-342-300-5720. Hit me up 422-4796. Sitting here with Garth Roseborough, we're just talking about this kind of a posture that the government has taken to look at all these things that's around us and whether or not they are using innovation. I don't know, man. I'm so tired of this. It's just like, they don't even try, man. That's an exhausting thing just to see. They don't even try. That they would identify people with money and then start to have a conversation about, let's build these particular things to be able to teach children how to swim. And put some planks in the water, do some things like this, and throw the children overboard, stand up there, help them learn to swim with the resources that we have. I don't understand why we have to spend money to do something that we have immediate access to. I do not understand these things.
Howard, you must be always in the spirit. You just pray every morning. Listen to me, man.
And night.
You said that the current prime minister is trying. Now, he already went abroad to build a legacy for climate change. We agree to that. Now he's home saying he wants to deal with the whole gun control issue. Okay? Let's agree with that. But he's trying. He's now coming home, going into year four, to say, you know what? I am interested in the Bahamian people. And then all these projects are now popping up going into year four. Where did these projects come from in the previous 3 years? Now, I ask you this question, Howard Grant. Do you recall the refurbishing of Port Husky Dock? Remember the plan they had for Port Husky Dock?
Under the former administration.
Yeah. But where did that plan go? Is there no continuance in governance?
It's obviously been stopped, reviewed, and canceled.
Why is
there's
that?
No continuation.
But you want to put a $35 million water park downtown.
Government, the core purpose is the perpetuation of politics in government. If I continue your plan, then I help in your political organization. I got to stop that.
So
even if it is for the benefit of the Bahamian people.
So when do we say, like Al Gore, that this should not be political? It's more of a moral issue.
But that's all you could. That's only your mouth to say that. Only mouth to say that. And mouth could say anything. That's what it's mouth
for. But while we mouthing, there is nothing happening.
Yeah, but...
So you kill one plan. I use the word kill. It's a very strong word today in the Bahamas. But you kill one plan. You murder it. You lay it out. Flat out. And then where is that which substitutes that?
It ain't dead. It's just in the ICU for a little while.
Or the holding again.
Yeah, this is the holding pattern. It's in the ICU until it be revived when your doctors come into the ward. You need your own personal doctors. Your political doctors comes into the ward to revive it. In 5 years, you can catch life again, but you will not see life not under us. We will feed you and let you sit on a shelf. That's what the plans do in this country.
Howard, I got a call.
This ain't about us.
I got a call from South Carolina yesterday evening. He said, Garth, I want to ask you a question. Do you realize that in the last few months, at least 6 months or more, the cost of food has gone down globally? I said, I didn't take note because the prices in our food store have gone up.
By 30%.
But the cost of food production around the world has gone down. What are we doing to our people? Is there no love for the Bahamian people?
See, now
this care that they say they have for us, where can we find the result of this so-called care that we're getting? We can't get in Princess Margaret Hospital. People going in and they ain't coming out the same way they went in. You can't go to the morgue. Ain't nobody there to receive you. So this ain't no good time to die right now. Tell everybody today, stay alive.
But if you're
for
dead,
God's sake,
save
your loved one some stress. Don't die today.
You're dead, your name is not Garth anymore. Yeah, your name is the body.
Yeah, but wait, but your family, you know, wait to die. Don't die today, please. Don't die today, okay? And you who ain't got no job, they're trying to give you 300 jobs downtown Bay Street, but we can lose 500 jobs from the retail stores downtown when they do so. Because ain't nobody coming in those shops no more to buy nothing.
More than 500, sir.
I know it's more than 500 because then you got the tour buses and all the people ride those little, I'm going to call it those little four-wheel motorbike around the island. All that finish. All that finish.
But ain't nobody taking a consideration into the trickle effect that associates with these things. The political organizations only want to be able to show you that we've done this. This is what we've done under our stead. This is what we've done on our party. This is the same PLP who indicated it was the wrong thing to do when the Sandals Hotel has closed down to be able to repair the water park, and they fired everybody, and no one could grandfather in their things. And the PLP and the position that Shane Gibson in the position of, I think he was the Minister of Labor at the time, if I'm correct. And he said that this is wrong. These just shouldn't happen. And these were the exact same people who gone and cut the ribbon.
You know what struck a nerve?
I don't understand. These are the same people who said these things shouldn't happen. And as a result of that, they take no consideration in the trickle effect in our society. That one Sandals move, that one move at Malia destroyed an entire industry.
Yes.
An entire industry.
Yeah.
Right now, everything that they're grappling with, this is really slavery.
This is what?
Slavery.
How you define that?
Listen to me. Everyone working in the tourism industry, this is not empowerment anymore. This is just sheer slavery. That's all this is. This is what it is now. You ain't get your gratuity. Talk to me. Let's just shoot straight.
Yeah, they took that out the window.
You ain't getting your gratuity no more.
Mm-hmm.
They're reducing your pay. They expect you to be able to work. The contractual obligations that set up, you don't even have no long-term agreement with them. Your contracts are in the confinements of 6 months and 12 months, so they don't have to put you on for a long time. Mm-hmm. So they can cut your contract quick and be able to bring somebody else in. If you look now, there's more 17, 18, 19-year-olds working who don't have no commitment to nobody. They don't even want to be here. So they will do this for 6 months and go find something else. And that's exactly who they want. They don't want nobody with no real responsibility.
How would you know these
they
things?
They don't want nobody who have 3 and 4 children, who have a car note, who need to pay for these things. They don't want that because they don't want to keep you. This is a new form of slavery, and no one's saying nothing about it. No one. No one's saying nothing about it. We could see this. The entire industry has shifted from one move. One move with Malia changed the entire trajectory of the industry in the Bahamas. Mm. The entire thing. Now, you want to do one move again, will change the entire... This will the actually counteract...
Yes.
This will counter everything that you're trying to do with the Nassau revitalization, downtown revitalization project.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you think that this is contributing. This will actually counter everything that you're doing.
But if it lines their pockets. They have more access in the consolidated
listen,
front.
I don't understand how these people think.
You know what I'm understanding from you, Howard, and you hit a nerve with me just a while ago. I know you're going to throw the numbers out shortly, but I'll tell you what nerve you hit with me, Howard. I recognize that just about every month or every other month there's an announcement made that the member of parliament is going to meet with their constituents at these schools around the island. And they're meeting with the 30, 40, 60 people that show up to their meetings every month looking for political blessings. But what is really discussed in these meetings to move the country forward? I don't understand because nothing is happening. With all those people sitting down before the minister, are they really listening
to what the people said?
They
didn't come to the meeting to listen to them.
What did they come to the meeting for free
for
food?
For a contract. That's what they come for. They only come to talk to you after the meeting. That's why they're here all this time because ain't nobody say nothing here yet.
That's what I'm saying.
They wait until after the meeting so they could get to have a conversation. Man, look, yeah, I need to be able to do something like this, this, like this. That's what these things are for.
That's a trickle-down effect we're looking for?
They didn't want something to put in their pocket. And you can't fight the human people. They got to take care of their children. Children don't eat grass. They ain't giraffe.
My God.
And they ain't goat. You got to feed these children.
So we have a whole total political breakdown in this country until the 4th and 5th year. It's only the 4th and 5th year where something might could possibly happen.
Of course, in the 4th and 5th year, that's when the political organization of the day will be able to ensure that they could be the pad, right? Pad may be the wrong word, but they could be able to ensure that they identify the necessary capital to be able to take care of those people who they've made commitments to. So this year, next year, is going to be a budget that's committed to the promises that the PLP has made. Let me take this telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Make it quick. Good afternoon, Jack.
Yeah, sorry about that. Thanks so much, man.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, cuz.
Yeah, you know, instead of walking on grass, we seem to be smoking it.
My God.
And we call it food.
My God.
But anyway, that's what they call it, food.
Yeah, but that's fine. But listen, Ron DeSantis said a long time ago that he wanted to drop a nuke on the Bahamas. But because we can't see things up closely, he didn't mean a physical nuclear bomb, you know. As you can clearly see, right now, there are persons being deported from the United States to the Bahamas because when they ask them where you come from, you ain't got no passport. They say I come from the Bahamas. Now, when Ron DeSantis want all of these Floridians to be well taken care of because those who come from up north for their summer break, he want them to stop in Florida. So what he's going to do, they're going to deport 1.7 million people to the Bahamas and cost a little war down here, and they're going to supply the guns here for us to have fighting going on the way they're doing in Haiti. This is the plan. And those who are suffering from mental sciatica, cerebral cortex sciatica...
Get off my foot!
They can't see this
car. Get off my foot! Bye. You need to stop. You need to stop. Be decent in Jesus' name, amen, right? Well, that's the second time I heard for the morning. At the beginning of the morning, I watched a clip off of YouTube. I think somebody sent it to me with J.D. Vance being able to start to talk about that if the Republicans still find themselves victorious in a particular in this particular execution and their sprint towards the White House,
mm-hmm.
that the only way that we could fix America is with a civil war.
What?
Which I thought was a wild thing to say.
And that's what they do.
The only way that we, and this is Republicans. Republican language. This is how they speak.
You got to break it up to make it up.
This is a Confederate concept and the Republican language that they use. This is a conservative approach.
And the gun manufacturers make a lot of money. The only way
we can fix this is we got to kill everybody.
They got to pick a fight with somebody.
Okay. So now you're saying that DeSantis has taken this kind of a position, and I've never heard it elaborated to this position, that they want to export 1.7 million people, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Three times the population of the Bahamas, mm-hmm. four times mm-hmm. the population of the Bahamas, and you want to be able to bring those people in here and to start another civil war. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. You think that that's the concept? That's heavy.
Yeah, that's a bit deep. But
that's heavy.
But even him saying and thinking that and just being able to conceptualize that, we had a prime minister that you said was more interested in climate change. When we're having a population change that is taking place in our country that I think is just more important at this particular point.
So the ethnic change is taking place.
The ethnic change is taking place, you know, the behemoth.
This might be an ethnic cleansing.
So not a civil war.
So
he's now home, and now you're addressing the issue of violence on the streets. I looked in The Guardian today, and I just saw a whole page full of people who want to become Bahamian citizens.
You can see that every week.
They're from the mother continent of Africa. They're from the Caribbean. They're from America. These people are just coming in droves.
And more people can come.
And why here, Howard Grant? Why here?
Yeah, because this is a lackadaisical place where anything goes.
But man, I don't feel comfortable no more.
You and they ain't got to run from nobody. Only when they don't have education and money, then you hear immigration and people bust off running. Other than that, they understand cash rules everything around me.
My God, man.
They understand.
You serious?
I'm telling you. They understand that. If you have the cash, if you have the cream, the cash rules everything around me. That's cream. Wu-Tang Clan taught me this when I was a young child. If you have this cream, this money, this dollar bill, then you ain't got to run nowhere. All you got to know is who to take care of. And you're straight.
Where is the nobility?
I go to Miami one time and I tried to be able to get... I was trying to go to Miami, and this is the early 2000s. I did everything. This is in 2000. I was trying to get to Miami, trying to go through everything. I did a fiber optics course. Everything, right? This thing drug out for a very long time. I finally found myself in the position. I became certified in fiber optics. I was trying to get a job with a company. This is when they was first pulling for the 3G, 2G, 5G, so forth and so on. And so I got a job, how to splice those fiber optics, all these things. I'm certified in that. I forget the whole thing, but I certified in it. I swear this is like 20-something years, right? I certified myself in this, right? The guy who I was working for, he had hired some immigrants. Now, I wanted to get in the States. Once I could get an income, I know I could be able to get a green card. That's how I won't work it.
Yeah.
Right? That's my mind. Fresh out of school, I won't be in the States. When 2001 came with 9/11, the fella looked at everybody and said, look here, I can't hire nobody.
Mm.
I can't help nobody.
Mm-mm.
Right? And we looked at that and I said, my God, I got to get back to my country. The fact of the matter is that when you start to look at these things, immigrants are coming here and they're working. They understand. They understand what's needed in the Bahamas. They understand what you as a Bahamian will not do. They understand.
You realize right
and
now.
And they can do it and make the money.
But you realize Arawak key full of immigrants?
Everybody who cooking your peas and rice. Let me take this telephone call. Don't take steak, peas, and rice to me. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Next call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I was having everything good, man.
You dead passionate about this new water park. Full water park, full $35 billion, 350 jobs. Listen, what they're creating is enclosed tourism. And, you know, that's downtown in that cruise port, which you got some benefits, but, you know, more so you're taking away from and even distribution of wealth of in the economy. And, you know, those people, that cruise port, the minister said 30,000 people passed through that cruise port on the weekend. You ever been to a basketball game, guys? An NBA basketball game?
Yes, sir.
You ever tried to leave the stadium, and they have 19,000 people, leave the stadium at once?
You wait till everybody go, and then you leave.
Right?
So you leave early.
You better leave in the third quarter.
Leave early.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I would you say nobody is doing anything about it. I've been consulting on tourism-based business and local small business for the small entrepreneur who's trying to break into this so-called. The minister state that if he had to do it all over again, he would be getting into the tourism industry. It ain't that simple. It ain't that simple as an entrepreneur, as a small entrepreneur looking for funding, right?
He know
trying
that.
To break into this industry that's controlled.
He know that. That's only fodder for TV. He know that. That's not for the television.
That is controlled.
We can't get no money.
Well, listen.
You know how hard we try to get money? We can't get no money from y'all.
But the thing is,
We got to have the cars. We already got to have the vehicles before we get the license. She says, how I can get the vehicles?
Mm. Exactly. And then on top of that, Howard, you talking about having tour operators. Majority, the course, the course ship control all the tour operators.
Yeah, in-house.
They control before they have
the fixing
audience.
This.
Package deal. Yeah, package deals.
No, they control the audience. They control the audience, meaning that when you, I'm a cruiser. When I go on a cruise, you see your cruise ticket before you check out. You then book your tour, all that stuff. And if you don't have the requirements to get onto their lineup, some of these cruise lines have 100 different tours that are owned and operated by Bahamian. Mm-hmm. And they get, and if you're a local and you're small entrepreneur and you only want $75 for your cruise, that your tour,
when they charge the people $200 and give you your $75.
So. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you really don't get a lot of booking.
No.
Right?
That's it.
The 30,000 people that, you know, you understand that if you have Blue Lagoon, Pearl Island, those particular tour operators, you know those people don't come out to the port. They board those boats right there at the port, and they go to there. They don't walk through. They come off their cruise ship, and they go right onto those tour operators' boats.
And
so if 5,000 people come into the port, when we have 30,000, that's a lot. So based on 5,000 people, everybody is downtown trying to get that 5,000.
In that concentrated area, right there. Mm-hmm. They're moving. They don't have the time to move.
It's congested. It's everything. When I was offering a tour outside of the city of Nassau, and I tried to get on one of those cruise ships, they have... I was told that those passengers are not allowed. The cruise ship told me that, hey, guys, we like your tour, but we don't allow people outside of a 3-mile radius.
Simple.
If booking through us.
Simple.
And secondly, the cruise port...
The government have access to this information, you know.
Yeah. The cruise port has now been open over a year, right? Mr. Morris stated on his last interview that they earmarked $8 million for projects that could revitalize downtown Nassau. So they're still waiting on proposals from the Ministry of Tourism and from Downtown Nassau Partnership, and they have not received the first request. The only money they paid out of that $8 million was the BAIC.
Wow.
And so who's playing games? Who's playing games?
Is everyone
one year ago, we opened a cruise terminal. Have you been to Junkanoo Beach a year later?
I haven't been to Junkanoo Beach recently.
That is the closest place a tourist could walk
that's
to experience
right.
the beach.
That's right.
Have you been out there?
That's right. My grandfather was the first.
I see a couple of shacks going up.
He was the first vendor on Junkanoo Beach.
Yeah.
Across from the Mayfair Hotel.
Is that regulated out there?
We have our own fault in terms of allowing this enclosed tourism. The cruise ship controls the majority of money being made.
I like it.
Operators. There's the small operators.
I like a phone call.
They have to fight.
I like a telephone call. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you, man. I see, Bahamian people need to really be able to wake up. It's just wake up. The governor of the Bahamas and the persons of the deputy prime minister, this ain't Chester no more. This ain't Chester the businessman. This is the deputy prime minister of the country, who is the acting prime minister, who has the responsibility to his political organization to say what needs to be said to ensure that people realize that there is a bustling activity. That if you have 5 cars, make sure you get 500 cars. 500 cars from where? Where, Jesus, where? Where we can get these 500 vehicles from? Where? Before I get one license for any of those things, I need to ensure that I have those vehicles. Let's just be very clear about this. This is a game that they're playing with us.
Howard, but we're sick and tired of the game. And you know, we've absented from this conversation as I listen to the callers, I listen to you. I am not hearing anything at all from the royal opposition. I'm going to say that loud and clear. I'm not hearing anything from you. I'm not hearing anything on the ground about you. You came out of the cave. You swung your sword. You were victorious within your organization. And then you went back into your cave. Why? I don't understand. The people are crying for someone to agitate, someone to fight this battle. And we cannot hear from your organization in a forceful way. You may be speaking, but we are not hearing you. We're not feeling you. Howard Grant, you and I mentioned one day that we were so exhausted and so tired, but it's only the fact that we love our country, we love our people, that we continue to do what we do. But Howard Grant, we got to stop talking, man. We need some action somewhere, somehow. Somebody got to do something. You know, we got to change. We got to retrain our people to think positively at a higher level. I woke up this morning, I asked myself one question, what is an idiot? And I said, an idiot is a person who, when I say, boy, a lot of being people, there's a bunch of idiots. If I say that, you know what people do? Well, who are you talking to? You got to be talking to me. That's an idiot. They just readily identify that they're stupid like that. You understand? But it's too much of y'all on the streets, man. It's too much of y'all who just going to sit back and allow yourself to not think. But we don't have to eradicate them. Guess who's eradicating them? The government. You're allowing other people to come. These Africans, you know what Africans do? He came here yesterday. He came with his college education, whatever. Because a lot of them have college education.
That's the only ones who's come.
And they got their tire shop. They got their the engine supply store going. They got the hair shop.
Oh, the parts.
The parts. They got all that going on, and they got it going on. When you go to their shop, they clean. Air conditioned, blowing. They ain't complaining about no BPL bill and all them other stuff. They straight. Only the behemoth got to go to say, how much for one tire? I need one little carburetor for my car. I need one right light from a little note someone teethed last night. Only us got these problems. These people coming in here and doing well. How is it that we can't get the business license that we need? How come we can't find the money to pay for the business license? How is it that when we want to bring our stuff and import, that we got to pay these exorbitant taxes VAT 2-3 times?
Yeah, but
why us?
Let me tell you why.
Why?
Yeah, let me tell you why. I can answer that question right now. When you see the Chinese opening up a store, it ain't because of money what they collectively pull out of their individual pockets.
No.
They have access to funds and capital that we don't. When you see the Africans come with their education and coming here and being able to develop these things, they have access to finances and relationships that we don't. Locally, when you see a Bahamian being able to do these things, more than likely he come up with that money or she come up with that money out of their own pocket. Unless they have some relationship with the government, and that's just what it is. Unless you have some relationship with the government that you could go over to these particular places and pick up some money somewhere.
You know what I found out interesting about a Chinese family? I don't know if all of them work this way.
A Chinese entrepreneur is an oxymoron.
Yeah. That's
oxymoronic. That's not true. They have a greater objective if you go start to study and understand there's a 100-year plan.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to say.
There's a 100-year plan.
The parent came in.
Every Chinese that moves in these particular spaces, I'm not talking about Chinese Bahamians, I'm talking about Chinese,
yeah,
that moves in these spaces has an objective. They have a responsibility to ownership.
Yes, I was trying to get to that. Because they're going to make preparation for their children to each have an outlet. Each one of their children is going to have an outlet. That child, in turn, when they inherit that business, takes care of their parents for the rest of their lives.
That's their culture.
And they could, and then when they have children, their children get an outlet. And so, like you said, this 100-year plan, they continue to multiply and
every
prosper
child that's
and do well.
Built, every child that's built is built into an objective. It's built into a mission statement that already exists on the walls of their heart, on the walls of their homes. This is the direction that we're taking.
So
for
where
this
did family. We miss that in our Christianity? Let me hear this. As a Christian nation.
Christianity?
That's what I'm asking you now.
How you can hold Christianity and cocaine in the same hand?
But this has been working for us for
it
years.
It never worked for us.
What do you mean never worked?
As soon, listen to me.
How come some people got and some people don't have?
Anytime you dabble with anything outside of Christianity, your faith, where God says, there's nothing impossible without with me. There's nothing impossible with me that I can do all things. Now, as soon as you say, well, God, I need some crystals to add to my Christianity. Well, God, I need some. I need to smoke something.
I need some shingles.
I need something else to add. Well, God, you say you was going to do this, but I got to do, let me help you with this. I got to pick this up. Sometimes, you know, I got to sell my body sometimes. So once you do that, this can no longer be faith.
But listen what I'm saying to you.
And you can't put that up on the walls of your heart and the walls of your home so your children can see that. Because guess what? Your children do see that.
But some Chinese come here.
Your children seeing this?
Some Chinese, one or two may be Christians. But most of them are Buddhists. They're not Christian, but they're doing better than you, the Christian. How is that possible in your Christian country?
Well, we got to talk about these
things.
With
your Christian brother and sister and your Christian pastor.
We got to talk about these things.
Yo, this country is broken in so many different ways, man. We got to get this fabric together.
Listen, people...
You know the politician is a Christian too, right?
Listen.
You know the politician is a Christian, right?
Haitians don't have a problem in this country because they understand something that we don't understand. They can unify. They understand unifying.
But you accuse them of voodoo and Obel.
It'll be 500 of them on a boat, and they're willing to take a risk over the sea to get here. They can unify. The Cubans who understood something that forged relationship and infiltrated themselves within American politics in South Florida created a space for the wet and dry foot to ensure that even if Elian Gonzalez come on a tube, once he get one foot,
that's it.
Listen to me, once he get one foot,
mm-hmm.
one foot
mm-hmm.
on the dry land,
he good.
He's an American citizen, he's straight.
But if a behemoth put that one
you foot... You put one foot, bop!
You're
your foot gone.
You're back.
Your foot gone. You play.
Back to being done.
You play. We didn't form relationship. We didn't forge relationship for these things.
What
didn't do that. Our politicians find themselves in the position and the only thing they can advocate for is what you can give me.
Celebration. That's it.
Not for what you can do for my people.
Man, I'm tired of that.
Not for what you're going to do for us collectively. See, we always have a tendency to look at the ethnicities and the groupings around us and try to figure out why they're doing well. They're doing well because of what's etched in their heart. Hmm. That's why they take your Christianity for a joke, because you don't mean nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't believe in nothing. You ain't real. You ain't even steadfast to your faith.
Thank you very much.
You look at the Jews and say, why God, my, look at the Jews doing so well.
Doing well.
They're not even the real Jews. That's what you say. That's what people say.
The Muslim, the Islamic person, the Buddhist, the Hindu.
But they have a principle that they apply themselves to.
Yeah. Yes.
But you, as a Bahamian, your principle is, let me see what I can get for me.
Swearing on the Bible that I can take an oath before the people that I can serve these people.
Nobody want to hear
this. As the Parliament, and then you get in there, we can't find you no
more. Nobody want to
hear this. Where did the oath go and where did the Bible go? Where did Jesus go in your life?
That
you got 10 feet out and you know, but you, man,
you
come
cannot
on,
swear on the Bible for your position to be a whole and execute legislation for the Bahamian people and simultaneously Her Majesty heirs and successors. That's oxymoronic. We are confused. We're confused. It's confusion. How can you swear to Her Majesty, His Majesty, the heirs and successors in perpetuity to say they're committed? I vote for you. You don't swear for me yet.
No.
I vote for you. How are they in getting the iron in this? And then when you get in there, you find yourself in a ministerial position. Now you serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. I'm totally confused. You, in perpetuity, you relentlessly genuflect
to the royal family.
To the royal family.
And then you
as a minister. So
I belong to the Prime Minister.
You belong to the Prime Minister. So when I can get a chance, when you can check for me.
You can't get checked because then the sweetheart come before
the
you.
The sweetheart come before you. The only time they come to check for you is just before it's time to vote.
We got plenty chicken on the grill and we got plenty rum.
Just before it's time to vote. Let me take this one call and then go take a telephone a break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
You know how I get out feeling God.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Hey, boss.
I mob you in God because I can't find anything to disagree with you guys. Except for that last sentiment that you all shared about the Chinese and the Haitians. We have a plethora of BS that's going on in this country. We see them giving out citizenship like cookies, right?
Yes.
But as it relates to the Chinese, they have a family structure that they adhere to, right? But they are also corrupt. They also deal with drugs also. Don't forget the 70 kilos and the labor situation when they caught the 70 migrants or whatever at Hilton with only 4 having passport. We never heard about what happened to that. We never heard about what happened to the Haitian guy caught human smuggling on our rock. We never heard about anything. But if Haitians are so different than us, right, why is it that they can't succeed in their own country? You know, let me tell you why. Because they like to subjugate one another. Why you think barbecue? This is why I like barbecue in a sense. I don't really agree with the BS that he's doing. And I'm not going to say he's some humanitarian freedom fighter. That's BS for me, too, because he's terrorizing and killing his own people, okay? And all the Kenyan police come out here and nothing yet happened. But what I'm saying is you need to watch the humanitarian fallout in Haiti. And what they're saying is they admitted that the rich people fund the guns. But what I'm saying is they also extort business people, go around, and they control areas. People pay taxes just to commute up and down, all right? So this is the financial
just like the mob.
Thing. And then they also said that they would target competition with like businesses. If you have a business like me and me doing the same thing, they send a particular situation. They set you up. This is what they're in order to maintain power. But they see they could succeed here. And they are hard workers. Bohemians are hard workers, too. So I'm not going to buy into that BS. Now, the difference with China and the West is the totalized government, the communist government, will win. Because what happens is, I want you guys to listen very carefully. God will notice. In the East, I mean, in China, you have the corporations are controlled by the government. The government mandates mm-hmm. to the corporations. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the West, corps make puppet governments because of their money and their influence.
That's all right?
Even powerful drug dealers. Okay, so what I'm saying is, we are all playing naive here. What happened to the case with the 70 kilos? We got so much things to discuss as far as the plethora of BS that goes on in this country. Yeah, you and God talk about inflation. How about you say 30%? I think Lang might have mentioned how you calculate the inflation rate. I forgot, right? But what I'm saying is, I saw where olive oil that I buy ran up at least almost 200%.
Wow.
I've seen...
No, I said 30% because the last thing that we saw in December of last year from Rupert Roberts was indicating that it would go up at 30%. So we read that.
And food prices.
So that's the only reason I said that we could be able to do that.
My God.
You're gone? Okay, so you're gone. You can be able to give me a call.
That was a great call, though. That was a good call.
Always a good call, 52. Give me a call back. Quick commercial break, guys. Be right back after this. The foundation.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's Whopper Wednesday, every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the two insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's getting hot in Marco's, and we're bringing the heat straight to your doorstep. We're giving you a fiery food experience like never before. For a limited time only, try our new sizzling fiery flavors featuring Reaper cheese on our fiery pozzolis, pizza, cheesy bread, and pizza bowls. Can you handle it? Taste the heat and order one now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGray's Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. Ship also to the family island.
Deals, 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 and more deals. Bundle and save. Bargains all day as BWF is celebrating its 52nd anniversary in grand style. 1 week of blowout savings up to 50% off July 22nd through July 25th. And a red-hot clearance sale under the big tent outside July 26th through 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Everything must go. Don't miss it. Be there and save, save, save. Savings include appliance combo specials, ductless AC units, barbecue grills, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, lawn and garden cooking supplies, automotive supplies and accessories, hardware supplies, generators, compressors and pressure washers, industrial supplies and power tools, household supplies, craft supplies and floral deco, and so much more. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
The foundation. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. It says, Shirley Street Post Office without AC for over 2 months now, and the workers leave at 2 p.m. This is bananas. The Shirley Street Post Office AC is not working without air condition for over 2 months now.
My God.
My God. Let's be able to deal with these things. I'd like to pitch the government a concept that I have for the post office and being able to see productivity in that. Yo, give me a space. If any politicians listen in, Howard, just call me. Text me. Howard can bring it. Yeah. I got a good idea. But I'm not going to give it to them. Not for free. I just won't be decent.
When they got money for consultancy.
But my God, send me some money. At least for consultancy. Jesus, give me a consultancy.
Well,
job,
people like money.
So it says, Howard, Michael Jackson's song is appropriate. They really don't care about us. Look around the Bahamas and you will see that the civic, social, religious, and political leadership have walked out of the Bahamian people and the bodies of poverty and lack of opportunities are piling up. The present condition of the country is truly a classic example of the present. It said pleasant. The present condition of the country is truly a classic example of mental torture. This combined with the economic genocide of the youth. My God. Genocide. I like this. This is strong. Economic genocide of the youth of the country really presents a bleak future.
Yes.
They have not been able to rise to the level that of their goals, but they have been failing based on the system installed to ensure that there is failure. The Bahamas seems to be the valley situated between success and greatness. You know what that valley is between success and greatness? Tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valley of tribulation. You can't get to out going through.
You gotta go through the
this
valley.
This is a heavy thing, right? It says, time to take a real look at the moments of struggle, setbacks, and introspection. This is Texas coming through.
Powerful.
So it says, Mr. Grant, everything done in this country looks like only for tourists, nothing for the Bahamian people. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is Texas coming through. It says, Howard, correct. I totally agree with you. That slip and slide is a bunch of mess. They cannot be, this cannot be a go.
Slip and slide.
I think it's already a go. I think that's we've seen historically in our country. If it's not a go, it's only because of a significant social pushback, or it's because the prime minister will step in and say, oh, we evaluate our position. But for the most part, we haven't seen our prime minister's currently on the men, trying to be able to ensure that he's in a good position and ready to be able to go to work. He hasn't come and spoken this. We've heard the acting prime minister speak on these things and indicated that it was done prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard a minister who've taken the time to speak about this when our prime minister is of country and not necessarily able to kind of talk to these things. He's not. Well, I don't know if he's
he
back there. Yet.
He what?
The
he
prime
was.
Minister's not a he's
Winchester
not in country.
Spoke, where was he?
He was on the Utopia.
Yeah, but he wasn't here.
I think it's called the Utopia.
He still wasn't here.
Oh, Chester?
The Prime Minister.
No, the Prime Minister's not here. He was dealing with the sciatic nerve thing.
Oh,
the compression of the sciatic nerve. So he went off to the States.
But that's understandable. That's medical.
Right?
But he went off to do the medical thing, though.
Yeah.
He ain't doing it here.
No.
We don't have the facilities here for people who can't afford to go there to do it here. I just ask it.
No,
COVID-19 now, we had a couple of them who went over there.
We can go through this again.
I just saying, man.
We got to go through this, all this kind of religion.
Man, I only asking the question, well, do we have the services here?
Let's fix it.
Why do
we
always go in there?
The prime minister has a child in the United States of America.
So we ain't got no children. We ain't got no children.
Ain't no doctor in the States.
But everybody can't send a children to doctor school. You need a job first, and you need to have a legacy first.
You can get a job. That's
where you go in the water park and slip and slide. That's where you can. Man, I try not to cuss today, man. Come on, man. Please, Jesus. Help me.
The last time I text, you ignored my suggestion that the government needs to claim a few of those buildings east of Bay Street to create a cultural theater-like experience. The buildings just are rotting there and can be used in the interest of the country, Howard. Okay.
Well, I agree. I like it. I like it.
Those buildings don't belong to the government of the Bahamas.
They could work it out. They could.
You want
that.
Them to be able to execute eminent
Secondo,
domain?
Condo, whatever.
Yeah, you want them to execute
whatever's in the best interest of the
eminent
nation.
Domain?
When they just sit there.
How they can get the campaign finance funds?
They can get it.
How?
For the people who are doing the strip and slide.
Slip and slide ain't enough money for me.
Slip sliding away. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Slip sliding right into hell. Let's just be decent, right? This is Howard. Glenys Hannah-Martin says that the water park is a no-no. Minister of Tourism says that no decision has been made yet. The response for the water park should be a hell no. As the text is coming through. Good afternoon, Howard and guests and the Bahamas. Howard, when the tourists came off the cruise speaking, they are cold and not so responsive. When they are between welcome by the locals on the streets, I speak from experience because I interact with them daily. The warnings against the Bahamas by emeriting us. Some would say that otherwise, but they are not being truthful. You said it right, Howard, financial segregation. And I called it years ago financial apartheid.
Wow.
Sick.
That's crazy. Some powerful people.
The financial success of the Bahamas is not benefiting the Bahamian people. Mm. As the text is coming through. So it says, we are leaving money on the table and women are selling their... My God. I'm not going to say this. Right?
You ain't
say it? I can't say this on the people radio.
That ain't decent?
It's not ain't decent. Women are selling their beep away.
The things. Uh-huh.
Right?
You say things.
Anyway,
uh-huh.
So we might as well tax it. Fix the
problem. No, you can't tax that.
That's what
no.
they said.
We already paying VAT on everything else. Yeah, I'm tax that too.
That's what they said. $44.
In our Christian nation.
10% of 40 is 4. It's $44. Oh, Jesus. What y'all saying?
Hallelujah.
If you're taxing the cannabis, you won't create another industry in the country. This is
okay.
The gateway that you created. This is a gateway.
But before you read on with that, even with the cannabis, right? How does that affect Garth Minard Rose Barrow? I don't smoke it. I don't use it. I don't need it for medicine. Mm-hmm. So when you get this new industry, is there a system that allows the monies from the cannabis to come into my pocket?
In your pocket?
Yeah, my pocket.
Yeah, it only could go into the coffers of the Bahamas.
And so I can see it no
and
more?
So when
me, I can see it no more.
No, you'll see it in the roads. You'll see it in the infrastructural development of
who
the
roads?
Things. You'll see it in some schools. You'll see it in new
supposed
plans
to.
And rollout.
Supposed
you'll see
to.
It in marketing and advertisement for the government of the Bahamas. You'll see it in these things. But you ain't going to see it in your pocket directly. Not directly. You nobody can call you and say, God, look here. We get this little thing. We just hit a lick. Come put this on you.
So we ain't got no fun and nothing working.
No, you only can see it in the infrastructure. It only can, the trickle effect of those particular finances, after it pays our bills and does all those things and does everything what it's supposed to do, then you'll see it implemented in those things. But that's it. So Howard, how did the Bahamas, I did Bahamas host to get a taxi badge course, finished, filled out the forms, got eye tests, $110. Why is the Ministry of Tourism sending people to do this course and it's taking up to 6 months to get an interview? this date, to get an interview date, this is foolishness. The Bahamas host was $150. That means he spent $260 a week's work week's paycheck.
What's his last name?
This man ain't sending no thing.
You need to give us his last name. We'll tell him why he ain't get it.
Hello? You think it's last name?
In this country it is.
Say, hello. One will have to be a genius to get all of you together. And you have not found one yet. Good luck, buddy. So he's just saying for us to be able to get together, I guess we had to find these things. He says, The water park makes no sense. The Jews spend 1.7 times inside. Well, this is $1 seven times inside the community before they spend it outside their community, right? Mm-hmm. It says, good day, gents. I agree with many sentiments expressed. However, Haitians are united. Their country will be together. Mm-hmm. Wet foot, dry foot would hurt the Bahamas if a similar agreement was drafted as what? No, listen, this is not about the exact same concept being duplicated. We don't need wet foot, dry foot. You have no Bahamians. Every time we go to Walmart, we say American today.
Yeah, man.
So that don't make no sense. But we're saying you have to forge significant relationships
to get certain things.
Yes. That's what your diplomacy is all about in the access that we've given you.
That's correct.
Right? So it says an agreement should be made regarding education, funding, and the opposition, and cooperatives should begin to expand what they do to cheapen the access to funding. Okay, let's see if we can take a telephone call before we get it here. Call on the line. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for holding.
Listen, man, in regards to tourism, the branding of tourism, I got an example in Venice. The population is complaining about tourism because everything has gone up in the country. The country is solely based on tourism. So all the stores, everything in the stores have gone up, all the eateries, everything has gone up to attract tourists, to make money off the tourists.
Did I see that the other day?
Citizenry.
No, tell me this. The other day I was looking on TikTok, there is a mass protest going on where a bunch of youth are coming out. I think 105 people already died. I can't remember the country that happened. And they are indicating that they don't want tourists in their country, that they're content without having tourists in their country. Is that the same thing that you're talking about?
I'm not sure if that was Venice, but I think I saw that as well. I'm not sure of the place, but it's happened globally around the world with different economies who are based on tourism. They're now seeing the effect of tourism on their countries as an adverse effect.
But we already see that.
Now become more expensive.
The people from Spanish Wells already didn't tell us that. We don't need your boat. We straight.
Exactly.
Yeah, they straight.
Be straight. Thanks, I appreciate you, my brother. Thanks so much. Next telephone call, 30 seconds. Go ahead. Let me read this text before we go to the last telephone call. It says, University Library closed since June 15th. No air condition. This is bananas. So it says, University Library closed since June 15th. They ain't got no AC. It's a good day, Howard. When I saw that heading in the papers this morning about the Rastafarian, right? Rastas don't want you to say Rastafarianism, you know. But anyway, let me just say, the Rastafarians about the Attorney General said, I thought that the rates would be of called in.
Mm.
That was sickening. This text is coming through. We heard Zhivago say some stuff about that.
What about Canadian people say? What they say?
Oh, let me just read this text, right? So it says, they text me. Let me see if I can find this text.
You say something about the boat.
Before we get out of here, I got to be able to do this. Here we go. Now, yesterday we got this text in, and I read this yesterday. It says, Brother Graham, the government bragging about the 5.5 million cruise passengers is like your good friend Garth going out to sea for a week and coming back bragging about having his own cooler full of grunts. He's going to make some money because his cooler is full. But he won't be able to sustain his business because ain't no real money in selling grunts. And all of those cruise ships bringing all to the country, is grunts and a stray snapper and a grouper here and there. And they want to know, be able to say, how do you respond to that? What is your comparison, that kind of a comparison, the cruise ship passengers? What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, they're on the money. They know the industry. And you and I will have a further conversation on that on another show, Howard. But you cannot equate cruise ship passengers who are not spending their money to people who are residing with us at the hotels like Atlantis, Bahamas, and Margaritaville. These people who are staying here, they're employing, you know, tens of people, whereas the person in the cruise ship will look around, go to the beach, swim, go back on the boat, and don't spend $1. That's a very wise observation. And Howard Grant, thank you for having me here today on the Foundation. It was a great show. I had a great time, but we have a lot of work to do.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your text. Thank you so much for your calls, your contributions in these particular things. I think you could hear in our voices that it's becoming overwhelming. And I think I need a vacation. I'm going to take 2 weeks.
I'm taking two as well.
I'm going to take 2 weeks. Yeah. See if we can get refreshed, because this is exhausting. And I don't know if it's just the heat beating down on us in conjunction with the issues that we're having in this country, but I feel exhausted. And I just want a solution. I want to be able to, I want to crack. I want to be able to see the silver lining. Yeah. And I don't know if I've seen that just yet. Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. Small Business Thursday. Tomorrow, we get a couple people coming in. I think I have maybe a half a slot available if you're interested. 827-0111, 827-0111. We will see you tomorrow right here on 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant, The Foundation. See you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.